So we've had level 1, that's when 3 people read from the Sefer Torah. And now we're up to level 2, Rosh Chodesh Mevuchel Shalmoyed. On Rosh Chodesh and Cholamoyed, Karen Arba'ah, 4 people read from the Sefer Torah. These days have more Kedusha, more sanctity than a regular Monday or Thursday. There is a Musaf on these days, and so to symbolize that fact, an extra person reads from the Sefer Torah. Once again, Ein Poichas Mehen, there cannot be any less than 4 people, Ve'im Esifin Aleihen, and they can also not add any more people, because although there are certain prohibitions of work, especially on Chol HaMoed, and also on Rosh Chodesh, depending on the custom, nevertheless, there is certain types of work which is permitted, and people do have lots of things to be getting on with, and so it's considered to be Tircha de Tzibura, a burden upon the community to get more than 4 people to read from the Sefer Torah. And for the same reason, V'mavtirin b'Navi, they do not read a Haftorah from Nach. The Haftorah is always from the part of Nevi'im, of the prophets, as opposed to the Ksuvim. But the point is that there is no Haftorah on these days in order not to place too much of a burden on the community. And once again, HaPeseach V'Achesim B'Torah, the one who is called up first and last to the Torah, B'Varech L'Faneho L'Achareho, he would make a bracha before and afterwards, such that only one bracha was made before the entire Kriyas HaTorah, and only one bracha was made after the entire Kriyas HaTorah. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Sheyesh Bei Musaf V'Eini Yom Tov, any day on which a Korban Musaf is brought, is offered up in the Beis HaMikdash, and on which there would be a tefillah of Musaf, yet it's not a Yom Tov, Koran Arba'ah, 4 people would read from the Sefer Torah. And of course, the only 2 days which have that is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Alright, but Yom Tov on Yom Tov itself, Chamisha, 5 people read from the Sefer Torah, because it's more strict than Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. There are more restrictions on working. Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, Shisha, 6 people read from the Sefer Torah. Since Yom Kippur is considered more severe than Yom Tov, for example, if somebody violates Yom Kippur, he gets the punishment of Koreis, where he is cut off, so to speak, from Hashem. Perhaps he dies early. It's a much more severe punishment than Yom Tov. And Bashabbos, on Shabbos, Shiva, 7 people read from the Sefer Torah, since that is even more strict than Yom Kippur, since there is a death penalty of stoning from the Beis Din for one who violates Shabbos. Now in these 3 categories, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, Ein Poichas Mehen, one cannot have less than that number of people reading, Avo Meisivin Aleihen, but they can have more than 5, 6, or 7 people reading from the Sefer Torah, since on these days people are resting, they haven't got places to go, they haven't got work to get done, and they are less pressured for time, and therefore Misivan Aleihen, they can add more people to the number of people reading from the Sefer Torah on those days. And because it's not considered a burden anymore, people are not rushing to go elsewhere, so Maftirin b'Navi, they do read a Haftorah from Navi, and once again, HaPeseach V'Achesim b'Torah, only the one who begins and ends reading from the Torah, Mevorech L'Faneho L'Achareho, makes a bracha before and after the Kriyas HaTorah. As you mentioned, our custom is not like that. Our custom is that each person who is called up makes a bracha both before and after his aliyah.